Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I just want to say to everybody out there, I don't know if you've noticed, but we are really firing up the messaging on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I tell you, I'm always reminded of the journey. And I just need to say, and Benny, I just need to say, we're reminded of the journey, right? I mean, we show up every day and we're passionate about what we're doing. We're plugged into what we're doing. But it's also important to remember where this started, why it started, and why we are continuing to go and grow and glow and flow. That's us. Grow and go and flow. And got it? That's us. That's what we're doing.
For the show.
And people ask me why.
Right? For the show. But, you got to keep your rhymes going. Your rhymes.
Oh. Jay.
Carissa's
out. Carissa's here. Carissa's going to really chime in on this.
Yeah.
The next Ms. Health and Fitness 2021. That's it. The next Ms. Health and Fitness 2021. You ready for that? Carissa Adkins. The next Ms. Health and Fitness 2021. The question that I love, that I get asked, is what is your why? And that is where we're going to start the conversation. Benny, when I get asked what is my why these days, I'm going to remember Jay calling in yesterday. Man,
right.
I am so, my heart was mm-hmm. so open to remember what my why is, what our why is here at the network. Jay, right, Benny?
Mm-hmm.
You and I have been together. Jay has to be from day one, calling in from Canada. Some of the most interesting phrases came from him. I love spiritual constipation. I got to give that to Jay. But what is Carissa Adkins about? You see, this is the deal. When you are tapped into your why, you are unquestionably motivated, committed, and born to action, not only for yourself, but for others. But what is it about the obstacles of our lives that would have a Carissa Adkins show up and say, I'm going to be the next Ms. Health and Fitness 2021? And I am here to tell everybody we need to boss up because we're boss up babes. Let's get it on. That's who Carissa Adkins is, and she's much more. Whether you know her as your personal coach, whether you're talking to her because you're stuck and you have a high vision for your business, maybe you're thinking, oh, I'm charging $50 an hour and clearly you're worth $1,000, Carissa Adkins. Why? Forget about walking the talk. You know, she is carving out an entire new highway. Carissa, it's great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Dr. Pat, oh my God, I'm so excited to be here again. Thank you for having me. Thank you for supporting me. And I just got the goosebumps hearing you tell me that you are with the next Ms. Health and Fitness. I've never had someone tell that to me yet. And oh my gosh, I'm on fire.
We'll take it a step further for you. We'll take it a step further. Here we go.
Go ahead, Betty.
Bring it. That's the girl right there.
I got to start with this, Carissa, because I know that this is not part of the exact thing we're going to talk about today, but this is 2003, this journey started, and it started in a venue that, first of all, women doing what we were doing in 2003, and Benny will tell you this a handful. I got to go Rob and Brenda. Well, Rob is not a woman, but Brenda, I'm going to say Brenda, Patricia Raskin. There were about five of us that were like, we're going to try something different. We're going to talk about something different. And that was it. But I'm sitting here today with, and I'm sitting here today for everybody that knows, with the next Ms. Health and Fitness 2021, Carissa Atkins. This is the question for you. The question I get asked every, what's your why? What is the Carissa Atkins? What's your why? What's your why, boss up, babe?
I'm just tearing up. I know people can't see me out there, but my why is because I know what it feels like to be overweight and ashamed of my body, and I am never going back there again. So my why actually breaks down into three different things. My why is I want to do it for me, right? I'm my best. I want to be in the best shape of my life for me because I feel like I have so much purpose on this earth and I need to live as long as I can to help other women find, you know, their health, find their fit. The second why is because I honestly love what I do as a coach, and I wake up every single morning when I don't feel like doing things. I'm like, you know what? My clients, my family, my husband, you know, we all deserve the better version of me. And that means, you know, taking care of me. So my why is, you know, I don't ever want to go back to 213. Like, I don't. And I deserve more. And I just carrying that why just motivates me every single day to show up, boss up, and thrive in my life.
Yeah. 213, for people that don't know, I need to tell you, 213 is pivotal. And, you know, we have a number. I had a number. 213, that was how much you weighed.
Yeah.
Let's get real about this. What? What'd you say? Yeah. Yeah. We're not talking Shaquille O'Neal here, right? Or even Benny. But here's the deal. This is more than ever. This is the time to boss up, level up, step up, show up, and what I like to say, flow up. This is the time for us to really help people go through that process, because you got to get beyond that thing that you accomplish. See, what you said, I got to get back to your why. What you said is, I never want to go back to that. So let's be really clear. You're talking about a permanent, transformative, transmutative change.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So here we are today. Look. I loved when my friend, not sure what she's doing now, Rhonda Britton, came out with a book so different than anything. Do I Look Fat in This? I remember that dang book, right? I don't think she did anything other with that, but do I look fat in this? Holy cow. How many times have we said that, Carissa?
Yeah.
Huh?
Still.
Still. I mean, even if you are looking like Carissa Atkins, yo, right? You know, even if you're looking at the 2021 Ms. Health and Fitness, Carissa Atkins, if you're looking at her and you're saying, we all got these things that go on in our mind. But let's talk about this. You have entered a competition. Everybody, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. This is a competition that the most amazing, love it. You know, Boss Up Babe has done. She's into the competition. It's a competition for the next Ms. Health and Fitness, right? You get through that a number of things. Let's talk about the competition. If we could just kind of roll into that, because that ties into the transformational things you've done. You left a corporate job. You made some change. Get us from there to today, if you don't mind.
From corporate to the cover.
I like that. That's the from corporate to the cover.
Yes, yes.
Olivia, type that in. From corporate to the cover.
Hashtag. No, so there I was, right? Corporate reality. And I honestly loved my corporate career. It was marketing and HR. I got to just build relationships with people. I got to help people, which is where the very first time I met the owner, Sherry, you know, with Fit Girl Inc., which is part of this competition when we talk about why I want to donate back to them. But there I was in my corporate reality, like slaying the day, working the hustle, like really priding myself on how many hours I was putting in, all in the midst of almost losing myself, my health all over again, right? Because of this constant hustle that I was pushing towards. And I realized that, yes, I loved it. I'm a fear-facing, go-getting woman, and I loved this work. I loved it. But it wasn't serving me. It wasn't, I wasn't super passionate anymore about it. You know, like I was just showing up, doing the thing. It became easy. And I was like, I'm not even like, there's no fulfillment in that life anymore for me. And it wasn't until one day, you know, a coach of mine, she said, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, she's like, what are you good at? And I'm like, I'm really good at helping women boss up and get healthy, right? I'm helping them build habits. I'm meeting them at their houses for food prep. I talk about stress and building businesses. She's like, okay. So, and then we slowly, that conversation turned into you know, you can be a coach, you can do this. And I remember the day that I walked in, I counted down from five. I love that tool from Mel Robbins. I counted down from five in a locker room and said, Carissa, you're going in there and you're giving your notice. And I counted down and I walked into that office with such confidence and such like clarity with where I was going and where I was taking my life. That the owner knew, right? He was like, oh my God, right? Like, what's happening? And I bossed up and I said, listen, I love it here. I love it. I love it. But I cannot go anywhere here. Like, I'm at the max. And God put me on this earth to do something bigger. And I have to follow my heart. And sure enough, you know, 3 years later, I'm competing to be on the cover of Muscle and Fitness, Hers magazine. I'm competing for the title of Muscle and Fitness, you know, Miss Health and Fitness 2021. And more importantly, you know, it's the 20K and what that means and what I'm going to do with that. But yeah, I mean, who would have thought 11 years ago, one decision that I was like, I need to get healthy. I need to probably lose some weight because I want to be around 10 years. Like, it's almost full circle because it's been 11 years now.
But I'd love that. That's why we're talking about it, because, you know, we're talking to people that are looking at their lives, just like you described, just like I went through, and, you know, how we're reminded of what we're capable of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here you are. I want to talk about the journey to purpose, passion, commitment, and follow through. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, you know, purpose, passion, commitment, and follow through. There's no way that you're going to be Ms. Anything if you're not in that game and bossing up every day. Mm-hmm. Where is it that people will be able to find out how to vote for you? And most importantly, because this is about voting for you for this event. And this show is to let people know, wow, this is Carissa Atkins. This is what she's doing. We can do it too. How do we do that? How do we find out how to vote for you?
Yeah. So right now you can go to 365dailyhustle.com. I could give you the list of where to go and on Muscle and Hers, but I think it's just easier to send you to my website, send you to my Facebook page. There'll be a voting link everywhere you look by now. If you're following me, click on the link. There's two ways to vote. The number one way is you can, you know, cast a daily vote for free, and, or, you can click the little button that says Warrior Vote. There is a minimum of $10 or higher, and you get to, you know, purchase some votes. I think it's every dollar to every vote. But that money, of course, goes to the Wounded Warriors Project and building homes for disabled vets. So there's good causes every which way. But honestly, like, I'm in this competition. 8 weeks ago, they said, congrats, Carissa, you're in. And I said, cool, how am I going to win? They're like, great, it's all based on votes. And I was like, what? You know, I was like, it's not going to be based on some, you know, bikini. Like, they're like, no. It's all based on your community, your support, your tribe. And I'm like, oh, I got this, because I have been building a tribe for years. So really, every single vote, every single day counts. And it's fun to see. I'll check my leadership board, like the stat boards. And I've seen that stat go from eighth place to fifth place to third place to first place all day on Tuesday, then back to three. So, you know, I have to get through 6 rounds of voting. And just in the next 8 days, they're going to have their top 15. And that is, you know, I really want to get to that top 15, because once 15 hits, top 10's possible, top 5's possible. And then that's right, baby. The cover of the magazine is right around the corner for me.
Yeah. And I want to tell everybody, when you go to 365dailyhustle.com, I want to say it slower, 365dailyhustle.com. When you all go over there, please take a look, because what you're going to find is you're going to find a storyboard. Yes, it's a website, but it's really a storyboard. Mm-hmm. It's a storyboard that sort of points to where the journey begins for most of us. We now know the numbers, the statistics, the post-COVID information. We now know that. What we don't have are people coming out and helping. That's why Carissa is doing it. This is not just about voting for her. It's voting for her and yourself and getting a way to start, to move, to go to health, happiness, and love, as she says. And you're going to see the pictures on the website. And most of the time when you see pictures of people that go through a change 10 years later, 12 years later, they're back to where they were. No. That's not what we're talking about today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Carissa about why this is for her and for all of us. What are we doing today? What the heck is any of us doing today to make sure that we are getting ourselves in shape so we are on the planet for like a long time? Mm-hmm. If you read her story, you're going to find out she had to take control of her life. We can do it. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to be tuning in and turning on. And every day I get to do this. You know, people have asked me, what's my why? I have now asked Carissa Adkins, the next Miss Health and Fitness 2021, what her why is. And the way that we get that to become a reality is to understand her passion and purpose, but more importantly, to really join in and support this journey. Even if you look at this and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know how to do it. All of us have been here. We have been at the place where we don't know how to do it. And I will say this. If Carissa Adkins was around, while my sister battled a lifetime of this, I mean, I've talked about my sister. I talked about my sister dying on a hospital floor, probably at about 400 pounds. So heavy, the reason she died was they couldn't turn her over to give her oxygen. And I think about why that happened to her and how it happened to her, how she struggled, how she tried to get rid of the guilt and the shame and the thing that just fueled her. You know, how she had to work to get to the place of self-medicating through food. But if Carissa were around and Carissa were around to coach her, I know my sister would be alive today. And I'm sharing that with everybody here because this is bossing up and taking courage. And what Carissa is doing is demonstrating that it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter last time you got on a scale. It doesn't matter for you how low you feel about yourself. You can rise up. You can boss up. That's what today's show is about. And that's what Carissa Atkins is doing to demonstrate that in the world we live in, the times we live in a world of possibility, and she is here to help. Carissa, it's great to have you.
Yes, thank you.
I want to make sure, Olivia, I think you're putting the website to vote for Carissa. I want to make sure everybody has it, and I'm going to say it slowly. But if you're watching Facebook, there it is. So to vote for the next, as I said before, the next Ms. Health and Fitness 2021, Carissa Atkins, please go to this website, and I'm going to take my time in doing it. It is MSMSHealthAndFitness.com/2021/Carissa, KARISSA-AD. When you go there, you'll be able to vote for her. You'll also be able to do a free daily vote. You'll also be able to see what she's doing. And this is so important. This is going to end in a week. This is going to end in a week, but the journey for Carissa Atkins doesn't. Carissa, it's so great to have you here. You know, let us get into the conversation about here we are today. This is what you're doing, right? From fat to fit. This is the competition. What is it about you that uniquely set you apart for this?
I honestly think that I was chosen to inspire the world. To inspire women all across who are going through a struggle right now. Me personally, I can only see the women that I'm competing with in the group, but I've read all of them. And A, it's an honor to be among these amazing, fantastic fit women. But what I think is really the difference between me and so many others is my story, right? From 213, I'm not 25 and been in the best shape of my life the entire time. You know, I went from being an athlete as a child to being very depressed, you know, in my life, to being overweight, to wanting to hurt myself. All of these major struggles, you know, have led me to that aha rock bottom moment that I had to boss up. And I think that that's why I'm one of the competitors. You know, I think it's my story. I think it's my mission. I think that I'm real. I mean, I think women can relate to a mom who's trying to provide for her kids, that runs a business, that has a podcast, that says so much, you know, so many yeses, that likes to get involved. But yet I always make time for my health and my fitness because it has literally saved my life. And to be, you know, the criteria was not based on looks. It wasn't. It was based on who we are, what we stand for, what, you know, what drives us. And it was based on, are you, the one question, are you committed to living a healthy and fitness lifestyle? If that's you, check yes. And I'm like, all day long. That's not where it started. But I do think that that's what set me apart, is that I know the struggles. I know how it feels to hate your body. I know how it feels not to feel comfortable walking into a gym, the very uncomfortableness of all of that. I know what it feels like to shove food down your face because you're shoving your emotions down back in. Yep. And I know what it feels like not to be healthy. And I know what being healthy has allowed me to do over the years.
Yeah. You know, Carissa, one of the things that I love about what you're sharing and why you're doing this is that it really talks to people. It really talks to all y'all out there, no matter where you are. Mm-hmm. this is what I want to say. When you're hearing Carissa talk about, whether she's talking about her coaching practice, Boss Up Babe, this whole other world of how she helps women, especially women, but how she helps people. And it doesn't matter where you are. This is the scenario right now. You know, there's been a lot of change, a lot of transformation. You know that you're being asked to return back to a norm that doesn't exist. I mean, I could go through this, but here's what I want everybody listening to really hear me say. It doesn't matter where you are or what your pain is. Please learn what we learned. Please learn to ask for help. Please. I'm begging you guys, please ask for help. You heard it with Jay yesterday. Profoundly, profoundly asking for help. Profoundly getting help. You know, he became sort of the cornerstone of an 18-year journey for me every day he'd call in. That's part of your journey too, Carissa. This is about to help people know. Doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter how you start. They get to take the journey with you, don't they?
They do. Yeah, they do. And I think I feel like I'm bringing people along, you know, on my Facebook page with daily lives. I want people to know, you know, what I'm going through on this journey. You know, I can't express enough how important what you said was that, you know, you have to ask for help and you have to take responsibility, right? It's the, in those courageous moments of like, I can't go anywhere but up. And now it's my choice. I have to own that. I either keep going down this dark, dark path and just woe is me and play the victim because that's the easy thing to do. Or we just take a few courageous steps in the right direction, you know, no matter what that looks like. And you just keep pushing on and then you ask for help and you tithe into your support system. It's just, it's huge. It's huge. I didn't do it alone. You know, like me bossing up didn't all happen on my own. I needed help. I needed support. I needed accountability. And that's, you know, and I think the why, just to circle back, the why is different, you know, now on this journey than it was 2013. 10 years ago, it's definitely different. And why I'm competing is a whole new level for me.
Hold that thought, because I want to dive a little deeper into that. And the reason I want to dive a little deeper into that, because one of the things that I love to hear you talk about, and I've heard you talk about it before, is how we have to adjust our why to keep us in the place that we want to be. Right? We have to keep adjusting. We have to keep changing. You know, I want to talk with you when we come back about this is now, you don't arrive. It's not an end game. Mm-hmm. This is how you say yes to a future that is so powerfully empowering. When we come back, this is where we go from this amazing competition she's in, Carissa Atkins, right? As I said before, the next Miss Health and Fitness 2021. This is about that. But there's an aspect of this we're talking about when we come back. It's now, how does she, as an amazing boss up coach, help all of us get healthy, get happy, and get it on? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Don't forget, we'll give you that information on how to place your vote. It's a vote for Carissa, but it's also a vote for the action that most of us would love to take. We'll be right back.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows.
Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
So here's the thing with Boss Up Babe and Carissa Adkins. Please go from your why to your want. Mm. You know, once upon a time, they told us not to desire things. Once upon a time, the idea of desiring something, especially women, I have talked to the women. I'll talk to Benny, too. But once upon a time, you were told you're not allowed to desire. Mm-hmm. That is nowhere written. It is not in any scripture. It is not in anything written in multiple deities. If you go back 5,000 years, you have never seen so much gold in your life. Desire. Carissa, thank you for today. Before we talk about helping people reach their desire or desired outcome or desired journey, I want people to know you are competing, but you are also have not stopped your body of work to help others, right? Mm-hmm. Please go vote for Carissa at MS Health, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, Health and A&D fitness.com/2021/, and it's Carissa with a K, KARISSA-AD. Carissa is going to have a link on her website in a hot second, and let's give them that website, because that website literally shows your journey, doesn't it? Tell them how to go there.
You just go to Google, of course, and it's 365dailyhustle.com. DAILYHUSTLE.com. Like she said earlier, it's my storyboard. It's my speaking. It's me. And it screams energy. I literally just had a guy say, I can tell the type of person you are based off of your website. I'm like, good. He's like, wow, it's a powerful site. So please go over there. If you are, you know, in any place of your life that you're like, I need to maybe work with a professional.
What I want to say to everybody is, look, we're going to now move into the next chapter. And what the next chapter of this conversation is, it has to do with how you do the competition that we're talking about, but how you continue to help others on the journey. How is it, Carissa, for you right now? You're continuing to coach people. You're continuing to help people play big parallel to this competition. How are you inspired daily by the people you work with and vice versa?
Well, I'm really picky with who I work with, actually. I don't just take any woman, right? I really feel like you have to be in this place of hurt, again, that rock bottom, because I need to be able to use that and figure out your why and really to be able to take you on that journey. But, you know, I don't do this for the money. Shoot, I did it for free for 2 years while I was in corporate. You know, it was my side hustle with no pay. But I tell you, what motivates me is watching these women have the transformations that they're having, because it's not just about the scale. They first come to me and they're like, I just need to lose 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds. That's what they think they need in order to create a happy, thriving, abundant life. But it is not about that. 10 weeks into a program and they are thinking differently. They are viewing life differently. They are literally, the relationships are bossing up. Their businesses are bossing up, because it's how we feel sometimes on the outside. You know, that inside, when you mix the inner with the outer and everything starts looking fantastic, it feels fantastic. You've shifted your mindset. Holy cow, like you're on my level. And that is what they are getting. These women are coming out of a 10-week transformation, lighter, fitter, stronger, mentally, physically, emotionally, right? They're coming out and they're like, what is next? I can crush anything. And that you cannot put a price tag on. You cannot walk into Walmart and buy a bottle of happiness and joy and energy. You can't do that, right? And if you can bottle it all up, great. Let me know where you can find it. But these women have to, you know, they have to find it for themselves. And every single day, I get pictures texting me. She's like, I feel so strong today. Or I get a message that says, I finally stood up to so-and-so today. Or I finally walked by the mirror and didn't hate what I see. And those are the transformations. Those are the shifts that it's why I do what I do. And you just have to find a balance between, the competition, you know, this is fun, but I'm doing it so that I can spread the word of health even on a bigger platform. You know, it's not about me. It's about the people that I'm going to impact and inspire through my article, through the whole journey. I thrive when other people thrive. Like, literally, it lights my fire. It makes my wall every day when I write my weekly wins. I love helping people. And I truly believe that that's what I'm on this earth to do, whether it's speaking on a stage, writing a book, coaching, or bossing up and becoming on a cover of a major magazine.
You know, part of what we're talking about is what we can do to help each other. It's a large part of what you do. It's also a large part of why you do it. And, you know, I want to ask you this question, if you don't mind sharing. In your experience post corporate job, but I love what you said. You and I started out doing what we love for zero money. Mm-hmm. And in my case, in fact, I paid out so much money because I didn't think about it. Other people point this out to me. I never thought about it. I knew the minute I got behind a mic, I was meant to help people. I didn't know how. I didn't know what. The show was crust busting. Had no idea that I went to school for 10 years so that a listener could rename the show and identify me, thanks to Benny, as Dr. Pat. But here you are. And I want to ask you, what are you seeing change and shift in the people you work with? Because I'm seeing it with the women I'm working with. I mean, I'm seeing like going from negative 20 to, I don't even know what to explain. What are you seeing?
Besides the physical transformation, which I think is the easiest part, it's easy to lose the weight if you want to. What I see is the shifts, the belief in them. It's the confidence. It's the sense of unstoppableness, if I could put a word on it. You just can't explain it when they start to think differently. They start to view themselves as a boss babe, as a queen, as a diva. And that's when I know I've struck gold. I'm like, yes, right? When they can walk every day and say, is this what a queen would eat? Is this how a queen would move her body? Is this what the self-care a queen would take? I'm like, yes, yes, it is, girlfriend. Take it, own it, love it. And they're like, I don't know what I would have done had I not met you, you know? And I believe that everyone comes into our lives at the perfect time. It's fun to see. It's so fun to see their mindset shifts, their identity shift.
You know, one of the things I want to talk about with you and, you know, come back from break and talk about is the thing we don't talk about. what do we need to know and what do we need to do to face the challenges and the potholes we step in on a daily basis, because we have had a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But what is the Boss Up Babe methodology, support, blueprint mm-hmm. to help us when we are so deep in a pothole we have to crawl out? Because that is part of Carissa's journey. It's part of my journey. And what we want to say to all of you listening today to the show is the following. You can boss up. You can level up. You can boss up and boss up, level up. You can change your life and you can do it one step at a time. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the next indicated thing might be for you to do with Carissa Atkins. As I said before, she is the next 2021 on the cover. We'll be right back.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The power of inspiration and awakening radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Atkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
I don't know if you guys want to call and got a question for Carissa, 1-800-930-2819. Olivia, of course, is following Facebook, watching Facebook. Look, we're talking about the journey that Carissa Atkins is on. And, you know, we've talked about it before. It is a journey where you go and you say, yeah, I am out in the world. I'm helping other people, but I've got to do more. COVID-19 has affected all of us. And we were just talking about it during the break. And I think Benny's live stream on KKNW YouTube, I think they picked all of that up. I also think at some point in time, Olivia, we're going to start picking up our breaks and just play them. But they're also outtakes. And what we were talking about is both you and I know what it's like to be in a pothole. I was just telling you, I just set up a fitness room in my new place, double the space, 2-car garage, put the Pong in there, got the floor now to put down. But my little fitness room is literally 3 feet outside my bedroom door. Ask me how many times I went in there and got on the Fit Gym. Come on, ask me. Go ahead. I dare you.
How many times?
A fat zero.
Oh!
But that's why I'm talking about it. Mm-hmm. That will change. And it will change immediately for me. I know firsthand what it's like to have a body that fails. 10-year journey. The only thing I could do was continue to buy airtime. I couldn't do it. My body, my cells stopped working. I was 230 pounds. I need your help, and so do the people that you're talking to right now. They need your help to understand not just the why about what you're doing in the competition, mm-hmm. but beyond the competition, Carissa, I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
You know, your why about why it's important now more than ever for you to dedicate, commit, and help women.
Why it's, I feel if I don't do what I'm put on this earth to do, tens of thousands of women are going to still be overweight in 5 years, and they'll always be wishing and hoping for a better looking body and better, stronger mindset. Like, stop wishing for it and start doing it. There are people just like me, whether you relate to me or you find a different health coach, like there are people all over this world who have done what I have done, who have learned the strategies that work for them that are helping people. So, you know, if you got to stop making the excuses for yourself, and you got to step up and take some ownership of your life. Because if not, I am afraid of the long-term effects of COVID. I know how hard it is to lose, 50 pounds. So I can't imagine those people that have weight, gained it so much. But it's important to realize the effects. COVID affected so many, thousands and thousands and thousands, but obesity takes so many lives. It's not even funny. So now's the time. If it's not right now, I don't know when, but now is the time to boss up and get healthy.
You know, in the few minutes we have left, I want to talk a little bit about the significance of becoming a role model for other people. Now, whether or not you believe that that is true, or you believe that that is you, it is. And I was serious when I mentioned the fact that had my sister been able to connect with you, my sister would have had a different life for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. What are you most hopeful about? What are you most optimistic about? Tell me what Carissa Atkins will take to the world as the next 2021 Miss Health and Fitness. I want to know, like, given everything we talked about, here you are. We are making the announcement. You are it. Tell me your vision. Tell me what you're going to boss up, babe, level up, babe, and show up, babe, to do as 2021 Carissa Atkins, Ms. Health and Fitness. Go ahead.
Honestly, I'm going to give some of that money to an organization. I started with it at the beginning. I feel like I need to end with it. Fit Girl Inc. is all about, their mission is there to help girls ages 8 to 18 have stronger relationships, right, with themselves, and build self-esteem, confidence, learn, teach them how to be healthy, what health looks like, what it's not about a number on the scale or being skinny. It's not about our looks. It's about how we feel. And, Sherry and all everyone at Fit Girl is, it's a nonprofit that I hold very near and dear to my heart, but it's there to empower girls to step up and boss up, because I work with the women, right? I work with the women who have grown up with terrible eating habits, that have grown up with terrible confidence, and role models. If we bring it back to that, these little girls need role models, and money that I'm going to give back to this organization is going to provide more mentors, more education, more camps, more tuitions paid for. And it's so, so important to me. And I 5 years ago, I would have been like, I'm not a role model. And I do believe that I am now, right? I get people all the time that say, oh, your story is so inspiring. And I'm like, cool, what are you going to do? right? What are you going to do? How are you going to inspire? It's a ripple effect. And I love that just by me changing one woman's life, she's going to have a better relationship with her kids. She's going to be teaching, you know, her family how to be healthy. And that's what I think a lot of women want. We all want to be the best mom and the best wife that we can be. But how can we do that if we don't even know how to help ourselves? So first I teach them how to help themselves. And then I teach them, oh, you can make this a family thing. You know, you can incorporate, and you need to be, because that is what's going to break the chain of, you know, the constant obesity rates and the overweight and the unhealthy habits and stuff. So I don't know if I did that, but if I answered your question there, but it's what I got.
Well, I think we're all learning. We're all learning how to do things differently. I mean, you know, one of the things that one of our listeners pointed out to me, and, you know, we just do our thing, man. We go out there and we're doing it, right? We know what we're showing up. Everybody around here shows up. I mean, the next show following this with Mary Jane Mack, Mary Jane Mack has been with us since forever. Her message is powerful. She's a medical intuitive. If you ever, I mean, just blows me away. And I was really struck by the fact that, you know, we are surrounded by people like you, and we are surrounded by others. And the key to anything right now is, it doesn't matter what your question is. It doesn't matter if you don't know what you need help with. It you know, people want to have the perfect question before they call Carissa. I got to have that perfect question. No.
No. Never a perfect time.
No.
Never.
No. Carissa, thank you for today. Please let us know. How do we find out more about you? How do we vote for you? And I'd love to know your personal message, Boss Up Babe.
Well, you can find me at 365dailyhustle.com. You can friend request me on Facebook, Carissa Atkins. And I think the biggest message that I want to leave with you today is to play big. Quit playing small. Play big, follow your heart, and just constantly take those courageous decisions, because they will take you to the next point in your journey that you need to be.
Carissa, thank you so much. And how do people again vote for you?
They can go to missmshealthandfitness.com/2021/Carissa, KARISSA-AD. And you can vote for me every single day and help me win.
I love it. And that is what it's all about. And, you know, part of that energy is the energy of we all win. Carissa, thank you so much for what you're doing. How do people listen to your show? So don't go so fast. Tell them about your show.
You're right. I am the host of Boss Up Babe, where I'm helping women show up, boss up, and thrive every other Tuesday at 12:30 Pacific time. So you can catch me on the second and fourth Tuesday right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
I love it, everybody. And as I said before, there's more coming up. Stay tuned. Mary Jane Mack is coming up. And for those of you out there, please, please say to yourself, I will get the help I need, even if I don't know exactly what it is. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in a minute.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.